Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. This is my city. And I guess Dylan Thienemann can now say that as he was the number 25 pick overall to your Chicago Bears. And I'm not going to waste your time with how I feel about it. I'll just tell you, I really like it. And now I can tell you why I like it. Draft picks are weird. I know Hub used to say years ago that you don't want to judge a draft pick in the first 3 years. I think that that's shrunk to two. But as far as looking at the board, looking at need, and looking at best player available, I feel like the Bears did a really good job of hitting the bullseye on this. There were a lot of choices that they could have made, quite honestly. Like, I was sitting there thinking once we got to about 23, saying, hey, there are players that can help them. If they wanted to trade down and stay in the first round, they could probably still get the players that they're looking at. I know that San Francisco seemingly thought they were getting Thienemann, but they are not. The Bears are. I went back, and you should go back too. Last week on the episode I did pre-draft with Big Ann Heron, we talked specifically about Dylan Thienemann and how the Bears are seeming, in a copycat league, they are seemingly trying to copy the success that Seattle has had with their safeties. The concept of guys being multiple, that's the goal, that you want guys that can move in or out, interchangeable guys. And they went and got one of those safeties in free agency, and now they've added another one in the draft. And don't forget that Kyler Gordon plays on this team. You talk about interchangeable parts. Like, those are three guys that are going to be in your defensive backfield that are all interchangeable. With Thienemann, I see him with that crazy speed, you know, that 4.35 speed, and I immediately think free safety. But when you go back and look at a lot of his tape from Purdue and from Oregon, it was a guy that was very willing to get downhill and go attack the ball carrier. He was used in blitz packages, and he was effective there as a tackler. I look at both of the new safeties that the Bears have, and I go, good job. Like, if the goal was, we want to make the safety position interchangeable so that personnel groups didn't key what offenses thought the coverage was, then I think that the Bears have done that. I honestly, like, I was thinking about, because, you know, you go through all of the scenarios on things, and I don't think there's anything negative that you can say about this pick. And you know that I tend to drift towards skepticism when it comes to this, but I don't see any reason why, like, it's one pick, right? It's not a whole day of a draft, and we'll get the mosaic of the draft once the weekend is done. But you're taking care of a need. Like, we know that you had two safeties that I thought played pretty well last year, and Kevin Byard is an amazing player. Thienemann, I want to be very careful about this because you're making projections, like, on a player who's played for a decade versus a player who just got drafted. Thienemann has some of Byard's ability to, at least at the college level, bait quarterbacks and then be able to break on the ball. From what I've seen, he's a guy that was really good at flipping the hips and getting to the ball. And we saw that Kevin Byard, with a lot of guile, a ton of knowledge, and some speed, embarrassed some quarterbacks last year. Like, straight up, if you want to have a good time, if you want to have a little bit of fun that isn't, like, Bears Caleb driven, go look at the highlights of Kevin Byard last year. Like, for real, like, him being, looking like he's this way, and then the ball's coming out, and he's like, nope, I got you. He did that four times last year.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Quarterback thought they had a throw, and then all of a sudden, he comes swooping in like Superman and gets the play. That's how you become an all-pro. With Thienemann, I really do feel like they got someone who's got a lot of athletic tools. And when you put the athletic tools with the toughness, there are times when you see a guy that's got some of the measurables that Thienemann has, and you go, yeah, they're a safety that wants to be in pass. Like they don't want to come up. They don't want to help be a run stopper. They don't want to get in there with the big uglies. From his college tape, the evidence says otherwise. The evidence says this is a guy who wants to mix it up. And again, whenever you have a safety like that, that wants to mix it up, that isn't afraid to throw their body around, like that is both a positive and a negative. And we saw that part play out with Jaquan Brisker, a guy that plays, and I mean this in the most loving way, plays recklessly with his body, like will go out there and is out here trying to make plays, be violent at the point of attack. Thienemann's got some of that in him. And that's what's super encouraging to me, is that you're talking about a pick that has got the measurables, like all the things that blew people away at the combine with the 4.35. He plays to that speed. His college tape says he plays to that speed. I always feel like Oregon guys look faster because their uniforms are cooler, but he played to that speed at Purdue as well. And you add in the toughness, like that's a really athletic defensive backfield that the Bears have assembled. You know, you've got Jalen on a corner, you've got Kyler in the slot, and you've got these two. You got Kobe Bryant and now Dylan Thienemann. Now, because if you go back and look, and like I really advise you, it's like 23 minutes in to the conversation that I had with Big Ant where he really breaks down Thienemann. Now the issue is, you know that you have talent back there, just like similar to last year. You have a very strong defensive backfield. Now you need a pass rush. And here's why. This is what guys in the league have talked to me about for forever, whether it's Charles Tillman, whether it's Alex Brown, whether it's Mike Brown. Here are the things, and I don't think that this has changed from the time that they played. Part of the reason that like Tim Jennings had that crazy interception year is because of the pressure that the Bears were able to get up front. This is logic. I'm not I'm not a rocket scientist, okay? But this is just logic. If there's pressure on the quarterback, think of a quarterback that is not even staring down a receiver, but think of a quarterback that the ball's got to come out. A guy like pats it, and it's got to come out because there's a rush. And so it allows defensive backs to take more risk. Tim Jennings was taking risk in those moments. I mean, even last year with like Byard, the ball's coming out, I'm going to go get it. Now, it was more Byard than the Bears' pressure. But when there's pressure attached to athletic, tough, creative defensive backs, that's when you see the interceptions go up. That's where you see the tip balls happen. All of that stuff. So the pass rush becomes really important. And you know that Al Harris can coach. You saw that last year. He's taking dudes that just were kind of around and getting them paid. He got a lot of people. Al Harris got a lot of people paid last year. I'm shocked he's not somebody's defensive coordinator. Anyway, now you have a guy that is really, really good. And you have an opportunity for him to make plays because of the way that your defense gets after it. But you've got to match what the talent in the back end needs some pressure from the front four. And if they get just a little bit of that with the playmakers that they've assembled back there, man, this could be a whole lot of fun. Thank you for watching if you're watching on YouTube. And again, go back and listen to and watch the Big Ant episode from last week. I promise you, you will get an incredible breakdown on Dylan Thienemann and why this made sense. And to me, it's a bullseye pick. You can talk to me about best player available, which I've always thought is kind of a football executive's way of shooing off questions. Because think about it. If the best player available was a quarterback at 25, were they going to take him? No, they weren't going to do that. But if you look at marrying best player available with specific need, drafting for need, which most football executives hate doing, this is the nexus, man. Like, this is the bullseye. This is exactly the way that you would want it to go if you were Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson. Yes, we still had a needed safety. Yes, this is the best player on the board. Put those two things together, you get Dylan Thienemann. Now let's see what happens. Appreciate you checking out the podcast. If you're on Spotify or on Apple, give us a review of 5 stars. It would be much appreciated. I'll have radio to do. I'll have more pods as the draft continues to go along and we see what the Bears do, see if the Bears can get themselves some extra picks at some point. I'd love to see Jeremy Bernard in a Bears uniform, but they have other needs. So we'll see if they get wacky, which I'm totally fine with if they do, especially after making this pick, which was smart and safe at the same time. At the same damn time. I'll talk to you next time, all right? Peace.